This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now on the line with us is our other general manager with our Atlanta Braves, and his name is Alex Anthopoulos, guys, and he joins us down there at spring training. Double A, we appreciate you jumping on with us. I know it's been a busy spring training for you guys already. The first thing is, can you give us an update on Folty and where he is? And how far along is he right now?
Yeah, he's doing well. He's feeling very good. Playing catch, throwing. Probably going to try to throw some sliders on flat ground here in the next few days. And we'll get him off a mound hopefully by the end of the weekend, early next week. It's just going to be a matter of how long will it take to get him stretched out to start a big league game. Again, everything's trending in the right direction. If we needed him to come back as a reliever, we'd feel pretty good about him being ready for that first series. But right now, knowing it's going to take time to get him to 5-6 innings, you know, probably this is going to go into the season. And again, I guess it could be a week, 2 weeks, to where we feel like he's ready to go deep into a game for us.
It is Alex Anthopoulos, GM of the Braves, live from down in Florida, man, where they took care of business today. More on the box score on that one coming up. Are you impressed with Kyle Wright? I mean, certainly, you know, age-wise, he should be ready, and he's got dynamic stuff down in spring training so far.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. And I know, obviously, everyone's always going to want us to add big-time, big-name starters, but guys like Fried, Wright, Toussaint, and even Bryce Wilson today, even after the game, I was talking to Flowers, and I was asking him, I said, how do you rank these four? And he goes, wow, that's a really good problem to have. And it's spring training, but irrespective of the environment, well, just like you said, these guys all have fantastic stuff. They're all really high draft picks. These guys all have the abilities to be all-stars, you know, as soon as the current year. So Wright has certainly been he's come on sooner than I think we would have expected, considering he just got called up last September. But I think he looks as good as any young starter in Florida right now.
Alex, then, is it fair to say that as an organization, we are not looking for another starter at this point? Is it fair to say that?
You know, I think that'd be a little strong. There's obviously still guys that are out there, and there's still guys, you know, whether it's free agency or trade, and we're still keeping, I guess, our line in the water on some of that stuff. That said, seeing the young core of starters that we have, it makes the bar higher for us to go out and whether it's go get a free agent or go trade for somebody. But, you know, the one thing is, we used 13 guys to start games for us last year. I mean, three of those guys only started a game. So at least 10 make more than one start. You're going to need depth. You're going to need a lot of these guys to get through the year. So as much as we love these guys, these young starters, we think they have a chance to be really good. Mm-hmm. Guys will get hurt. Guys won't perform. And having more of them and having more depth is always a good thing.
It's the Braves general manager, Alex Anthopoulos, down from spring training with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. And I know that you've talked about the young arms, and we're all excited to see him. But a guy like Anibal Sanchez, like Gio Gonzalez is out there. And at least there's been reports he's willing to take a smaller deal as far as term. While you get the younger arms ready, is that something that would make sense for you?
Oh, yeah. I can't speak specifically to specific free agents, but I can walk you through our thought process. So right now we're looking at whatever order you want to have it in, Newcomb,
right.
Gausman, Julio Teheran, obviously Folty we think will be back very soon, those four guys being in there, and even if we have the three. And then just the way the rotation competition is lining up here, Bryce Wilson obviously throwing the ball well, Touki Toussaint throwing the ball well, Kyle Wright throwing the ball well, Max Fried throwing the ball well. So that's four guys on top of those four that we have, three of which we expect to be healthy to start the year, and then Folty comes back soon after that. So you could be eight deep right there. So I guess what I'd say is when we're looking at free agents, we have to feel good enough that are they significantly better than one of those guys, one of those four, and does it make sense for us to use our resources, whether it's trade or whatnot, to do that? And that's basically the correct criteria that we're going to take a look at with any trade or free agent signing.
We're talking with Alex Anthopoulos, general manager for our Atlanta Braves. Spring training going on, but opening day's right around the corner, guys. It is Dukes and Bell. And, Alex, this is the first time we've had a chance to talk to you and get your reaction. I know you've talked to other reporters about the signing of Bryce Harper in our division again. We've seen him with the Nationals, but moving on to the Phillies. Just being a general manager, what was your reaction, number one, to the money? Were you surprised at all? And then, two, with Bryce staying in our division?
You know, not surprised. Maybe just so much had been talked about leading up to free agency of Machado and Harper. Everyone talked about the Giancarlo Stanton contract, $325 million. Manny Machado obviously signed for $300. Bryce signed for a little bit above that, more years. And there was so much speculation, and really, I think everyone expected the Phillies to end up with one of those two. So whether they were going to end up with Machado or Harper, they were going to get better regardless. They were going to add a big-time bat. So on the one hand, from a competitive standpoint, all those teams got better. That's going to make our jobs a lot harder, and it's more challenging. The other side of the coin is that this division is exciting. It's entertaining. Fans are going to be locked in. Everyone's going to want to come to the ballpark. Everyone's going to watch on TV. Reminds me a lot of my AL East days with Toronto, where you had the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Orioles, the Rays, and Toronto all battling all the time to try to get in. Really, you've got four clubs that can all win the division. The Marlins are obviously rebuilding as the fifth club. But not a surprise, because there was so much anticipation and expectation. And it's going to be a dogfight. We're going to all need to stay healthy. Guys are going to have big years. But I'm pretty excited about it, because I think we all have a chance to win.
It is our man, Alex Anthopoulos, GM for the Bravos. We heard the skipper, Snitker, saying we're going to see Vizcaino and Minter kind of in a dual closer role. We do forget sometimes that O'Day comes back and healthy, part of the trade you made last year at the deadline. What are your major concerns now with the bullpen, though?
You know, like anything, we can always use more, right? You can have more depth, and anytime you can upgrade and do better and you add an elite reliever, if somebody comes available, whether that's trade or free agency, it slots everybody down a peg. So, you know, for the most part, our bullpen was solid. It definitely had room to get better. You know, there were times that we didn't have the depth last year, and some of the guys we had to call up, you know, didn't necessarily do the best of jobs, and that didn't help our total bullpen ERA. But there's still a lot of upside to this group. There's a lot of talent. I think they can continue to get better. You know, with some of these young starters, if they continue to throw the ball well, and we don't have a spot for them in the rotation, they could find themselves in the bullpen at some point as well. So we did a good job in the ninth inning last year. You always like to have that elite lockdown guy. But for the most part, Minter, Vizcaino, I mean, we won the division, won 90 games. Those guys did a great job for us.
Alex Anthopoulos, let me ask you about Josh Donaldson. By the way, I thought this was an interesting pickup. I know you have history with him, but then you go back and look at his numbers, and, you know, for the nerds like me, and I'm going, this dude, when he's healthy, he is a beast. But he hasn't been, and you guys have been really cautious with him. Where is Josh Donaldson this spring, and is he on pace to be where he needs to be?
Yeah, he's on pace. I was just talking to him after the game today. He looked great. His at-bats look outstanding, and you look beyond how hard you're hitting the ball and so on. You know, what is he chasing? How are his takes? When he doesn't swing at a pitch and he takes a strike or takes a ball, how is he seeing the ball? How has the bat speed? Everything looks great. So I think the bat is in line defensively. He's got a chance to win a gold glove. He's a great defender. And we just brought him along slowly with the running, just because last spring I think he did too much too soon and he got hurt. So we're changing his routine a little bit. I mean, this guy was playing last September for the Indians at a high level, played great. Obviously was in the playoffs with them, playing all those games and playing at a high level. So he ended the year healthy. He looked very good. He missed time in 2017, but he still ended up with over 30 homers and a great OPS. And he still played enough to put up big stats. And really, last year was the year where he lost the year in terms of all that playing time. But when he did come back in September, he was the Josh Donaldson of old. So from our standpoint, we're getting a guy we think is an MVP-caliber player all around, offense, defense, in the clubhouse. And he's getting ready for opening day, and he's right on track.
It is Alex Anthopoulos, Braves GM, giving us a breakdown of spring training. We're excited to see Austin Riley. I know he's only 21, but I want to see him up at the next level at some point. You're going to – obviously, Camargo, Culberson. Does Duvall really need to get it cranked up here at spring training before you might have to make a decision about him?
Yeah, so right now – Duvall's a guy we wanted to get a lot of at-bats in spring training. Tough for him being an everyday player with the Reds. Back-to-back years, 30 home runs or more. an all-star guy that capable of winning the Gold Glove, getting Gold Glove votes and so on. And then last year, doesn't get as much playing time, comes over to us in a part-time role, which he hadn't really done before. And I'm not making excuses for him, but I just think when we look back at it, I think that was a tough thing for him to make a change and be able to adjust. So we wanted to make sure to get him at bats, to get his timing down. He's had a good camp. He's looked good. He's done well. Right now, there's no starting spot for him. He's competing for that fourth outfield spot. But he's done a nice job. Guys like Camargo and Riley, we're going to start getting them a look in the outfield as soon as tomorrow. And we're going to see how it looks. But one thing is we need to continue to have depth on the position player side. As good as we feel about our talent on the mound, we just don't feel like we have the same volume from a position player standpoint. So the guys like Duvall, the guys like Riley, the guys like Camargo, those guys are going to be really key for us.
Alex, if I asked you what your expectation was for Dansby Swanson at the plate, he's got to be a Gold Glove guy, in my opinion, in the field. What's the expectation there?
You know, I think from what he did from 17 to 18, I think he went from 6 home runs to 14 home runs with really, he hurt his wrist second week of April against the Cubs, and he played through it for five and a half months. And again, to go from 16 to 14 home runs, he drove balls, he showed a lot more power. I mean, the bat definitely made strides from year to year, and that was with not 100% healthy wrist. So I think he's got one more gear that he can get to from an offensive standpoint. Like you said, defense is absolutely the priority. He knows that. It's something we value as a club. It's very important, especially with our young starters. But I do think what Dansby did last year is pretty much his floor, and I think he's just going to continue to get better.
One thing before we cut you loose, Alex, is Alex Anthopoulos joins us from down in Florida. Braves win 5-0, by the way. Ronald Acuna goes 3-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Should fans read anything into the way Snicker's using him or just experimenting? He'll still be at the top of the lineup this year.
You know, I don't. I mean, I'd say at this point, you know, Brian hasn't made a determination on the lineup. I know he's talked about various scenarios. Acuna could be at the top of the lineup. He could be in the middle behind Freddie Freeman. I mean, that's still to be determined. I think in an ideal scenario, I think, you know, I don't want to speak for him, but if Ender Inciarte is the guy that in 2017 that had 200 hits or second half of last year where he had close to an 800 OPS and played outstanding, and he's at the top of the lineup with Acuna 4, that works well. I also think you look at a guy like Betts last year with the Red Sox, he led off for that team and they won the MVP, and getting one of your best bats, the most at-bats on the team, is certainly a good thing as well. So I don't think we can go wrong. We don't have to make the decision today, but obviously Brian will make that call as we get to the 28th when we start.
Double A, thank you so much for jumping on with us. We're liking the way our club looks, and I can't wait till the season rolls around. Alex Anthopoulos, continue to do a great job. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you again.
All right, guys, really glad to be on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.